The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins just said something that I know, Riggins, from time to time we laugh about your being dramatic with things, like when you, the go-to example is when you left your vape stick in the car and you said, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I left it in the car.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting this one in that category.
Okay.
Rob, you know, a minute ago, Riggins said that it looks like the apocalypse outside.
Does. You are definitely right.
But guess what? It looks like the apocalypse outside. I wasn't being dramatic.
Yeah. I think you need to just, every time you say something like that, you need to throw in the President Biden. That's not hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole.
He says that every time he says something, he'll say, and that's not hyperbole.
Yeah.
Meaning, that's hyperbole.
Well, sure. Anybody can say, oh, it looks like it's raining outside. Yeah. I mean, that's boring. And I don't talk a whole lot, but when I do say so, it might be a little dramatic.
Apocalypse. Oh, my God.
I want to make an impact with what I say.
You got to give it some flair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that rain purple out there?
Looks like I Am Legend, the Will Smith vehicle. Oh, bad.
This is another question on that same vein. Were you also very exaggeratious whenever you said it was a two-hour drive home? Yesterday?
No.
Or really was 2 hours?
No, it was an hour. It was an hour. Okay. No, I wasn't being dramatic at all. It said it was going to be 50 minutes. It was an hour. Yeah.
Well,
but I don't doubt that. I do use large language.
Yeah. And I think it's comedic.
Yeah, it's fine.
For sure.
It's very good. I like it. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
I really do. I love, the appearance of a frantic
drama
as a comedy technique.
Sure.
When something's just so frantic and dramatic and scary, but it's done in a comedic way.
Yeah,
I love that. And I love snob humor.
Yeah, you like a snob.
Oh God, I love it so much.
Yeah, you would like some people in my family. I got some snobs in my family. Ooh. And they are unapologetic snobs. That's the best part.
But are they doing it as a comedy choice, or they're just snobs, and then you make your own comedy out of it?
You can make your own comedy about it, and they'll acknowledge, like, yeah, that was pretty snobby. So they kind of get in on it, but no, they're just real life snobs.
Like the day my little friend Jenny said, they shouldn't even make planes that don't have first class.
That's a good one.
Would Frasier be considered snob humor?
My favorite. Yeah,
that's what I figured.
Yeah.
And Niles on Frasier played his brother, was perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying the new version of Frasier too.
Are you watching
that? It's not as good as the original, but and each episode I think is getting funnier. So
really? Okay, that's good.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it a lot. Yeah.
Man, listening to you, TJ, you and Lindsay talking about TV shows the other day. I mean, it was like, I went, how much TV are these two watching? I mean, it was like, you guys have seen every show, and they overlap a lot. Like, I did not expect Lindsay to be liking the same shows you're watching. But it seems like every one of them, she's like, I've seen it all.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't watch that much TV.
I don't believe it at all.
I really don't. I don't. But I haven't, you know, I've accumulated a lot of shows in my mind that I've watched, you know, through the days. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you expect her to like that crime kind of stuff that I like?
It was like every show she's like, I've seen it. I forget what they were, because some of them I never even heard of.
You know Jody's friend Christy, the teacher?
Yeah.
You can't, and I don't care which streaming service you go to, you can't name a show that she hasn't seen.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And she's not even a teacher now. She's a supervisor of some sort. And she's just from school to school every day, you know, observing and supervising and doing whatever it is that she does.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, she just works regular, 7:30 to 3 o'clock. And then all the rest of the time in the afternoon and the night spent watching TV. I don't know when she has time to watch all these shows, but every, not just series either, movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I know when people say, like, oh, you watch a lot of TV, it's usually meant as, like, I'm better than you because you watch TV. Mm-hmm. But it was shocking. I was just pointing. I went, oh, my God, they've seen all the same shows. I forget what they were. Justified or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was when she had seen. And
well, because her dad is a U.S. Marshal, so she would watch Justified because it's about Deputy U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens.
Yeah.
In Eastern Kentucky.
When I was at home over the weekend, my mom started, have you seen this? Have you seen it? Because they're retired. They got all the time to watch TV. I'm like, no, I haven't seen that one either. She's like, okay, well, I'll just play this recorded episode of The Kitchen. You ever seen that one?
No.
The panel of four people and they're all in a kitchen. That's horrible.
I don't like those.
So, yeah, they've seen all the shows too.
I don't like any food competition shows.
I don't either.
I don't like that Iron Chef crap.
No.
None of that. Show me how to cook something and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be running around and because there's nothing that they're going to do on a competition show that you can do because they're doing it on the fly usually. Oh, okay. Well, we have to incorporate eel into this dish.
Eel. Like, oh, great. Okay.
That's just like the show Dexter. As much as I love things that are about serial killers, I don't like that because I like shows where you have to figure out who the serial killer is. He's the serial killer.
Oh, I thought he was hunting the serial killer.
No, he's the killer. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it either, but I know people love, when they say they love Dexter, they mean they love Dexter.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes, though. Dexter's the killer.
He is a serial killer who kills other serial killers.
Yeah, I know he's killing other people, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go give it another try. I only watched like 15 minutes of it back in the 90s.
Yeah, it was out a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's a hard
they got
one.
A new version of it, too. They got an updated version. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Dexter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter Returns.
Dexter Kills Again.
Yeah.
Dexter's gay.
Dexter gay.
Finally comes out of the closet and kills people.
Dexter's kissing dudes now.
Dexter, now played by a black woman. For 2024.
What is the new version of it? Is it just...
I don't know.
It's just a continuation of the story. I only watched like half of the first season.
Yeah, he didn't really show up in a lot of other shows, so I'm sure like he was campaigning like, hey, I'm still down to do another 8 seasons of Dexter. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care.
Yeah. Just call it Dex for sure.
Yeah. Dexter gets his ass whipped every 8 minutes. That's fine. I want that check.
Yeah. This season will be just called Dexter Gets It in the Nuts. Sign me up.
They brought it back twice.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2021 and 2024.
Certain fandoms of different shows are more vocal online, and I think Dexter is one of them. They tweet the show's creator and the showrunner and the director, anger. And it's like, oh my gosh, relax. Have you ever written an email or something after a disappointing episode of something?
No.
So many people do it.
I thought you were going to say you did it.
No, God, no. But it happened with Game of Thrones. When people are so mad, they start tweeting and emailing. I was like, oh, give it a rest.
But I mean, I remember when that happened, when they took Family Guy off of Fox because of the ratings. Oh, right. And then there was an uprising and petitions and all of that, and they brought it back.
Imagine signing the Family Guy petition. It's like, go to work.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Why do you have so much time on your hands?
I can't imagine sitting down and writing a letter to a producer of a show and saying, you suck. You know, I didn't like the finale of Seinfeld. It's my favorite. How could you end it that way? Do it again.
Yeah. The amount of entitlement is just remarkable.
And the amount of self-absorption.
Yeah.
You know, selfish. To think that you're that important to where I'm going to write these producers who put their heart and soul into this craft and tell them I was disappointed, so they need to make it up to me.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll see if we can get Billy Bob Thornton back on set so he can film another episode for you.
Yeah, it's not, not like they got your order wrong at Burger King.
Yeah.
You know, they can't go back and redo it just for you.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So everybody knows that National Guacamole Day is in September. I mean, that's common knowledge.
Yeah.
Kids get out of school and all kinds of shit.
Sure.
But today is National Spicy Guacamole Day.
It has its own day?
Yeah.
Spicy guacamole?
Right. Which I don't even think should be a thing. No spicy guacamole. And I like spicy stuff. But guacamole is not supposed to be spicy.
No, I don't think so. And it's certainly not important enough to get its own day.
Right.
Its own holiday. Yeah.
Or as the upstate New York people would say, spoicy. Spoicy.
Guacamole. Yeah.
With their long I sounds, they add an O to it. More oink, oink, oink.
Yeah.
Spoicy. Boink. Ride your boink. So for National Spicy Guacamole Day, Business Insider got their Business Insider put out a list of the five signs you're at a bad Mexican restaurant. And this is not a top five joke list. I mean, these are real things.
Five signs you're at a bad Mexican restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Like number five, if it's not just a Mexican place, if they got sushi and pizza, it's probably not going to be authentic.
I believe that one. Yeah, that's a good one. God, you want to go to the Mexican pizza sushi place? Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Which side of the menu will you be ordering from? The Mexican side or the Japanese side?
Right. It's like a Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut and brats.
Nathan's. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So number four is they just updated their menu and added birria.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's hot, it's trendy.
Yeah, it's a sign that it's too trendy, and they'll go with trends rather than traditional, sticking with their family recipes and whatnot.
It's kind of a good one.
Makes sense. Now, this may be a sign that the Mexican restaurant is not a great Mexican restaurant as far as their authenticity and the time that they put into their recipes and all that. But I do like this better. Then when the chips are thin and brittle, like the chips they have at the most authentic Mexican restaurant, Chili's.
Oh, it's authentic.
I do love those Chili's.
They are really
thin chips. But they say that thicker chips are a sign that they made them from fresh corn tortillas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that you can judge the restaurant based on their chips and salsa, but every Mexican restaurant I've been in, it all kind of tastes the same, and I love it, but I can't discern the difference.
Queso dip has gotten expensive, you know, with the inflation that's been going on over the last 4 years.
Rob knew. He went, Rob knew about it. Queso pricing.
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost to get a side of queso? Is it like over $5?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
For one for the table, like a little boat type thing, is like $10 now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Melted cheese.
Number two. Red flag that you're at a bad Mexican restaurant if the salsa is cold. Like cold, like been in the refrigerator cold.
Oh.
They said it loses its flavor when refrigerated, so it's a sign they don't know what they're doing, or they're making it in huge batches and saving it overnight. Salsa should be warm or at least room temp.
Warm salsa?
Yeah, I don't know what they mean warm, because what are you putting in there that you'd have to actually put it on the stove to heat it, and you don't do that.
Yeah, and I kind of like the cold salsa with the warm chip.
Yeah, I mean, but when I think about the salsa that I get when I'm at Mexican restaurants, though, it's room temperature.
Yeah, okay.
It's not, you know, it's not cold.
Yeah.
And the number one thing that you can tell you're at a bad Mexican restaurant, when the guacamole, this says pre-made, but you can't make something before you make it. So when the guacamole is already made, you know, earlier.
I mean, how would you know that?
And they said the best places make it fresh, which also shows what they're, if you're criticizing people for not being good at whatever it is they do, and you're a professional and you write for a publication like Business Insider, then you should not be making grammatical mistakes.
What was it?
The best places make it fresh, but they make it freshly.
Make it freshly.
But they say in a perfect world, it's done tableside.
No,
see, that's
not
the thing. I don't give a damn about a tableside anything. Do it in the kitchen where you're supposed to. it's not going to make me like it any more
no.
or any less. It's just awkward.
It's the most annoying trend in food, I think. Tableside everything now. Tableside Caesar I've seen recently, and then the tableside bananas Foster or something.
Just get in it. Just do it where it's supposed to be done in the food prep area.
And what is that wheel of cheese that you see? Have you seen this for the pastas? They just cut that steaming pile of cheese.
Mm-hmm. But I don't need that either.
I've been to a restaurant and I ordered. I think it was sea bass. And they brought or maybe Jody was the one. Yeah, because her eyes could be read across the room when they brought that whole fish out there
and
deboned it at the table. Yeah. I was like, come on, who gives a shit? Go. I'm not going to sit there and go, wait a minute. They deboned that out of my sight, so it can't be fresh.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Is that what it's to imply, that it's ultra fresh? It's so fresh.
We're just, you know.
Pulled it right out of the ocean behind the restaurant.
And if you want to impress me, breed fish that don't have bones. Breed a non-skeletal fish. Give me a big catfish with no bones at all. That'll impress me.
You got a fish with no bones in it.
Yeah. I mean, what are they going to start doing? Are they going to start rolling the deep fryer out there beside the table and go, oh, you ordered the hush puppies? This is how fresh they are. And just the batter goes right in the grease.
Dial it down, I guess.
Come on.
Yeah.
But you know what happens? And I don't know if they realize this. At these really nice Mexican restaurants, and they'll come and do the guacamole at the side of the table. People are stealing your recipe for your guacamole.
It's true.
I did.
You're putting all the secrets out there.
Yeah.
Expect me to follow.
First time I ever saw it, and it was really good, I watched what he put in it.
Yeah.
And I watched how he did it. And, you know, I make mine with a mortar and pestle because that's what I saw, and it was really good. So I stole that. Now, of course, I've tweaked it along the way.
Yeah.
But if you want to keep giving people your recipe for stuff, go ahead. Now, I haven't been deboning my fish after I cook it.
Come on.
You know, well, everybody else is already sitting up at the bar in the kitchen. Yeah, right. Do it bar side, counter side. I don't like when people go overboard to not make a difference. You know, if it's not making a difference, if it's done strictly for entertainment, like a hibachi thing. Okay.
Right.
Great.
Exactly. That's the difference. If I were at Dollywood, I might want that kind of experience, or the Knights of the Round Table where you eat that huge turkey. You know, it's a show. You're going for an experience. But when you go to a typical restaurant, you're going there to eat something with people you love.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't. I don't think that it makes food taste better I'm saying. So you're out there doing that, and it's strictly as something to add atmosphere or whatever, but if it's not making the food taste better, then I would rather you just do it where you're supposed to do it.
Yeah,
because we can't have our conversation till you're finished, you know, doing your guac and whatnot.
We just gotta sit there and watch
it. Oh, it's amazing. Oh,
oh my gosh,
nice.
I didn't realize I was at a Harlem Globetrotters game, but I guess I'll sit here and watch the show. I'm just trying to eat some chips and guacamole.
When are the balloon animals coming out?
I mean, honestly.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.